Dem Rep. Dean, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul need to testify before January 6 Select Committee. By Pam Key on September 21, 2021. Representative Madeline Dean, DPA, said Tuesday on MSNBC's Deadline that since Ted Cruz, RTX, and Rand Paul, RKY, needed to testify before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6 Capitol riot. Referencing a New York Times report on a Trump administration internal memo detailing possible plans in the days after the 2020 presidential election, anchor Nicole Wallace said, "I want to read a tweet from Adam Kinzinger, who is one of those rare Republicans who lives in reality with us and the rest of the reality-adhering Americans." He tweeted this, "This memo outlines a coup. Maybe Ted Cruz or Rand Paul can do our bidding? Rand and Ted are the go-to options for doing their overthrow." Wallace added, "I wonder if you think the committee should hear from Ted Cruz and Rand Paul?" Dean said, "Oh, I certainly do. I have long thought that anybody that had any interest or anything to do with what happened on January 6, any communication with the president, with the president's legal team should absolutely be before the committee to let us know their role, to let us know what they know. This reporting will go a long way to offer some insights, but the committee has power of subpoena and gathering more. I want to say all the more reason why we have to move forward with a bill that was introduced today protecting our democracy, because our democracy needs restored faith. This is what I've been worried about the last 2 years when I was in Congress and Trump was in the White House, that the erosion of our faith and our democracy was perpetuated by Donald Trump, aided and abetted by other elected leaders and appointed folks such agency the Attorney General of the United States. We have to do what is necessary to protect our democracy and to restore our citizens' faith in our democracy. So, that's why I'm proud to be part of protecting our democracy as original co-sponsor of the bill." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.